The Mishnah Masech, the Sanhedrin, Daf, Samach Amid Beis, teaches us, however, Avodas Kochavim, there's an Isser to worship Avodah Zarah, and teaches us the Mishnah, Echra Oivid, Vechra Mizbeach, Echra Mekater, Echra Menaseich, Vechra Mishtacheloi. All of these are considered forms of Avodah Zarah, Echra Mekabla Lalaha, Vaimala Oi, Eli Otto. Ava Magavdiv, if somebody hugs, if Nashi kisses, if Mechabe sweeps the floor in front of the Avodah Zarah, Vamrabates or washes the floor, Vamrachates, Vasach, somebody washes the Avodah Zarah, Vamabish, somebody who dresses the Avodah Zarah, Vamanal, who puts on the shoes, Oiva Beloisesai, he's Oiva Lav, the Lav of Loisa Shtachvala, Loiheim, Veloisa Avdeim, but there is no Chiyim Nisa. But it's interesting to point out that this Mishnah serves as the basis for a very interesting question. And that is the question that is putting on shoes considered the same as putting on clothing. For example, I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer in Shas HaTshuva Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Zayin Simon Beis Shela Aleph quotes the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Magen Avraham in Simon Beis of Cotton Gimel, who says that one should not put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Putting on two articles of clothing, he says, Koshel Shikha, it could cause somebody to forget his learning. And the question that he discusses is putting on shoes the same as putting on clothing that this halacha applies to. Where would it be relevant? If somebody has shoes and he has his rubbers on top of the shoes, could he put the shoes on together with the rubbers, or is it considered, is that considered like putting on two articles of clothing at the same time as not? So he quotes the Shalos HaTshuva Shari Ephraim, Simon Kuf Chof Dalet, where there somebody had accepted upon himself that he was going to buy all the clothing for someone else. Is he obligated also to buy shoes for that individual? And the Shara Ephraim quotes our Mishnah, where from our Mishnah it seems that Malbish and Manel, Malbish is one thing, and Manel is another thing. So it seems that shoes are not included as part of putting on clothing. And therefore, he paskins that this person doesn't have to buy shoes for the person he obligated himself to dress. He brings another raya. Drama says in Simon Beis, Sif Vav, V'chaska gufay, somebody should cover his entire body, V'layelich Yaakov, he shouldn't go barefoot. So we see that going barefoot is separate from not being dressed. The Shvus Yaakov disagrees. He says that even though our Mishnah separates the two, that doesn't mean that shoes are not part of what a person wears. He says the same like a head covering is considered an article of clothing, so too are shoes included as being an article of clothing. And he says such a person would have to buy shoes for the person as well. He says the reason why this Mishnah And you may find psukim in other places that sort of separate shoes from clothing, because shoes are called shoes. They're not called clothing. But that doesn't mean that they're not an article of clothing. Regarding the actual question that he's discussing, it's Eliezer, if you could put on shoes with rubbers on them at the same time. So he quotes the Har Tzvi, who says that he found a sefer called Matas Yad, and the sefer Matas Yad says that the halacha of putting on clothing, two articles of clothing at the same time, doesn't make sense. Doesn't apply to shoes. And the same thing the Aruch HaShulchan says, Tvenira in Simon Bey Sif Vav, Tvenira the Menolim Ein Kpeda. That by shoes, we don't have to be Makbid. Another Raya that he wants to use, why shoes are considered separate from clothing, is from what we see every morning by Birchas HaShachar. One bracha that we make is Malbush Arumim. The other bracha that we make is Shasli Kotzarki. And we know that the bracha of Shasli Kotzarki refers to the shoes. Now, if shoes were included in the rest of one's articles of clothing, then why should you make a separate bracha on the shoes? He also goes on to say, regarding this specific question, he says that it could be that shoes made out of leather have a different halacha than a malbush. And therefore, he says, it goes into Kabbalah issues, and therefore he says, la halacha lemaisa, you could put on shoes with rubbers on top of them, and it isn't a problem. He also mentions this issue in Sha'al Satshuvah Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Dalid, Simon Lamedalid Sif Beis. He says there he's primarily discussing the issue of when is one supposed to put on new clothing l'kavod Shabbos. And he goes into a very long arichis that it seems that there were people who on Friday afternoon would not put on the new clothing, the covered Shabbos. They would only change clothing Shabbos morning. And he says that that is a terrible lack of covered Shabbos. That's a terrible lack of covered Shabbos. And one should, of course, change the covered Shabbos before he goes to shul, covered Shabbos Friday afternoon. He says, in a worst case scenario, where somebody comes home very late, and if he's going to change, he's going to miss davening, so then he could go to davening in his regular weekday clothing. But when he comes home, before he starts to sue the Shabbos, when he comes home, covered Shabbos, he should change before he sits down to eat. But then he discusses regarding changing shoes, where halacha is that one is supposed to change clothing l'kavod Shabbos, as we're discussing, and he quotes the Peleoyitz. Yishtadl shiyeh loy b'godim noyim l'Shabbos. Everybody should try to have nice clothing for Shabbos. That he should have special begotten for Shabbos. Shloyala olav shum malbish shalchoil. He shouldn't wear on Shabbos any weekday clothing. Afilu chaluk, a shirt, umichnasayim and pants, umnalayim and shoes. Afilu akoveya shorcha by kedoima. It seems even his pajamas. Akol kashel akol yir miyuchaloi l'Shabbos imefshu. If possible, you should change from head to toe. Akaponim, but yavel focus l'shnanis tzasik tzusoi. If somebody can change, can't afford to change, he doesn't have the clothing to change, he should try at least change one article of clothing, l'kayim mitzvahs chibarita. On the other hand, he does quote this tshuva, where this tshuva seems to hold that clothing is different, that shoes are different than the rest of clothing. There's also tshuva regarding this subject, and the Shas of Tshuva Sicha V'Das from Ravadi Yosef Zatzal, Chelik Hey Simen Chof Gimel. He quotes some of the tshuvas that we've already mentioned before, and he focuses on the tshuva of the Shaar Ephraim, who quotes our Mishnah of Hamalbish and Almano, and from other places that we see that Levush and Minol are not the same. Then he quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a Masechta Shabbos Perek Vav Halacha Beis, where a simple reading of the Yerushalmi, and this is the way the Korban Oda learns the Yerushalmi, Lav Urcha de Banosh, L'mahavale Trey Sandlin, it's not common for a person to have two pairs of shoes, Chad L'choyle V'chad L'Shabbos, one for the weekdays and one for Shabbos. There it's talking about, the Gemara speaks about the sandal hamasumer. It was a type of shoe that made a large noise. Famous Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Amar Aleph, that one time they were hiding in a cave. The Jews were hiding in a cave, and the Romans came wearing these shoes that made this special noise, and everybody ran out in a rush, and they killed each other. And that's why they made Xer Yonala wear Sandal Masumar on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, so if so, you shouldn't even be allowed to wear them during the week. The Gemara says that it's not common to have two pairs of shoes, one for Shabbos and one for the weekdays. And once that they made Xerah, says the Korban Oda in explaining the Gemara, that you can't wear these shoes on Shabbos, automatically you're not going to wear them during the weekday because you only have one pair of shoes. The Pnei Moshe, however, explains it differently. He says that the way to understand that Gemara is that they had special shoes for Shabbos. And that story, that episode that we just discussed, only happened on Shabbos. So when Chazal made it zero, that you're not allowed to wear a sandal masumer on Shabbos, they made it zero because of the Maisa Shahoyah. And since the Maisa Shahoyah was on Shabbos, they made it zero on Shabbos. So Ravadi Yosef Zatzal wants to say that this is based on a machloikis of the Pnei Moshe. This question, if you have to have special Shabbos shoes, is based on the machloikis of the Korban Oda, who says you don't, and the Pnei Moshe, who says you do. Then he speaks about the raya that we mentioned from Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar, every morning, we make two separate brachas. We make a bracha of Malbish Arumim, and we make another bracha of Chosli Kotsarki. So isn't that an indication that the clothing and shoes are two separate things? So he says that isn't necessarily a compelling raya. He says the bracha of Malbish Arumim is not a bracha that we make to Hashem for giving us clothing. But rather, the bracha of Malbish Arumim is thanking Hashem
that we don't walk around without clothing. So certainly, even we'll say that shoes are considered an article of clothing, it doesn't mean that if somebody walks around without shoes, he's walking around without clothing. That nobody would suggest. So first we make a bracha to Hashem for malbush harumin, that we are covered. And then we make another bracha, shaslikat tzarki, that we have shoes. The only question that I have in understanding that pshat is if so, why, just like we make a bracha to Hashem that we're not walking around without clothing, and we're saying a bracha to Hashem that He gives us shoes, why don't we make a separate bracha that He also gave us clothing? And we also know that the halacha teaches us that if somebody buys a new suit and he's not sure if it's a situation that he should make a shachiyanu, so the Pesach can say, when you say the bracha on Malbush Arumim in Birchas HaShachar, have your new suit in mind. Now, if that has nothing to do with clothing, so why would Malbush Arumim work? So the halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Avadya Yosef there paskins that one does not, and it's in line with the wording of our Mishnah, that one does not have to have special Shabbos shoes, but at the minimum, he says, what one should do, if he doesn't have a special pair of Shabbos shoes, he should at least shine, polish his shoes to cover Shabbos.